fighting for America.
I believe in the power of millions of courageous conservatives rising up to reignite the promise of America. And that is why I am announcing that I'm running for President of the United States.
Fighting for Idaho.
Get over your temper tantrum, Mr. President. It's time that we work together with our Israeli friends and try to stem this tide of ISIS.
Fighting for you.
What are we doing here? We're putting rules in statute to define medical practice. You guys want to be doctors? Be careful.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Oh, we need to get that webcam in, Sweet William, so we can have this conversation continuing on when we're off the air. Julie Lindy joining us from Cornerstone Family Council here to talk about a few issues in the legislature. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. So before we get to talking about parental rights and this webcam issue that's been going back and forth, where are we in the state of America when we're talking? Well, not America. Let's talk about the Treasure Valley culturally. When we take a look at this issue we were talking about last half hour about a young man at 13. Now, I guess I should lead the witness a little. At 13, I really didn't know anything. I thought I did. Now is identified as a girl. You've got the school district letting him use the girl's bathroom. Apparently parents aren't upset about this. There's no opposition anymore.
Well, Kevin, I do think that you mentioned earlier about being politically correct, and I think political correctness is ruining our country. I think some parents probably are upset, but for a number of reasons, they may not be speaking up. Could you imagine being the child of an upset parent at that school? When you're a teenager, especially in middle school, it's like you're standing on a trampoline. The whole ground is moving all the time. And you're just trying to get your feet under you as a teenager. And then to have something like this happen and to not know what to do with it, and then your parents need to step in and speak out, which these parents that did step in are quite brave, because they're standing up for their kids. But as a child in junior high, you kind of just want to melt into the woodwork often. And so when your parents stand up and speak out, it kind of puts you in a spot that at that age it's hard to deal with. So I think there are a lot of moving parts when it comes to parents speaking up. And especially when you've got the school district and the authority figures in the schools telling you you don't have a leg to stand on.
Right. And, what about my point that... then we don't need the words, because everybody is tolerant, accepting, and embracing at the expense of the majority populace, if you will.
There's some validity to that point, Kevin, although I wouldn't say that people are all accepting and tolerant of this and all PC about it. I think what's happening is that we're all just getting shut out. We're getting pushed
into
the closet.
Today.
In America today, we are getting shut out. They've opened the closet door and come out of the closet, and they're shoving the rest of us back in the closet and slamming the door.
I used to joke about that all the time, even before I worked here at 580KIDO, that you have all the folks that were in the closet, they're out, and now we're going in the closet.
Right. And
it's happening.
It is happening, and we shouldn't allow it to happen, because not only are we getting shoved, but some of us are voluntarily going in, and we need to speak out and stand up, and sometimes it's hard to do, just like for these parents at South Junior High. It's hard to do. And when a school district says this is our policy because the federal government is telling us that we have to do it, I would have an issue with that. This Office of Civil Rights or whatever it is that contacted or that told the Boise School District they had to make this available, I think that needs to be vetted a little bit more, because what I understand South did is they allowed DW to go into the nurse's restroom. So when you look at it from DW's perspective, here is this child who was born one biological gender, and in his head and in his heart, he thinks he's the other gender.
Right.
So he goes into the boys' bathroom and feels like he gets picked on. And he decides he's a girl at some point. And so that's where he feels he belongs. But when you look at the other children in the school, these girls, it's really a lot to require of fellow students to put aside their sensibilities, to let themselves be goaded into believing that all of this is natural and normal, when instinctively we recognize male and female.
Well, apparently not anymore. Julie Lindy with us as we continue on at 580KIDO. Do want to remind you of a story that you can get at 580KIDO.com. You have BSU star Don Hutt passing away at the age of 62. More details at 580KIDO.com. The first Bronco to be drafted into the NFL. Again, that's at 580KIDO.com. Don Hutt passing away at the age of 62. Let's before we get to some of these other things, but why do you think everybody is so silent? Is it old because it happened last week? Is that the deal? Or are people afraid, and not only afraid because of the activists that have attacked you and others on social media, but you have a sympathetic ear from the press? I mean, how big of an issue is the local press when it comes to coddling these politically correct topics?
Kevin, I think you hit the nail on the head with that. People are weary, and often we don't know what to do. And if you read some of these stories about this situation at South Junior High, it's taken specifically from the standpoint of the transgender student and the family. And they make it an emotional, personal issue for one student. This one student has a father that's saying, let me just introduce you to my child, and you can meet them and realize they're not a problem. It's not about just one kid, even though for DW, it is all about him as a child or her as a child, because that's who they are. But for the parents needing to say, how can I have my child get educated in this school in an effective manner that is not chaotic, it's not just about one kid. It's about a policy. And so it can't be made just about one person. And it's difficult to talk with authority figures about policy when they start throwing out an emotional story about one or two children.
We continue on at 580KIDO. Julie Lindy with us from Cornerstone Family Council. Some issues going on in the legislature. If you'd like to sound off, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So this issue of parental rights, when last we spoke, we were here talking about it going through the House and the Senate. Where are we on parental rights? And let me ask you this. Is it a troubling sign that we need to pass legislation giving parents rights?
Kevin, it's a troubling sign, but it's a sign that I'm proud that we have legislators who have seen it and taken heed and have chosen to enshrine in the statute that parents have fundamental rights for the care, custody, control, and education of their children. It is a troubling sign, but it's the day in which we live. We have to ignore the man behind the curtain. We have to be able to stand up and speak out and realize that we need to be good stewards of the state we're given.
Where is it right now?
Well, yesterday, it was really exciting because yesterday the amended parental rights bill passed the Senate on a party line vote. Every Democrat voted against it. Every Republican voted for it. So it was actually 27-7. One Republican who was a co-sponsor was absent. But it passed yesterday with flying colors. The sponsors, Senator Nuxall and also Senator Davis, was of a great help on this. They did a really good job of talking through the amendments, and then Senator Nuxall did a brilliant job of presenting the bill yesterday as to why it is important that we have this in statute.
Well, why in the world would we take a look at this, and why would the Democrats vote against this bill? What's the argument? Is this the vaccination deal, or why would people vote against allowing parents, who many believe, myself included, don't need the government to determine whether or not they have the right to take care of their kid, to protect their kid?
You know, we all agree that the government should just back away. The government does not have a right to raise our kids. However, I don't think that's the stand that the Democrats were coming from. One Democrat said that we live in an era now where people have a lot more freedom and the government is not intruding on our freedoms. And I didn't know what he was talking about, because we have a president with a pen and a phone who's more than willing to take away freedoms and does it through all sorts of means. But we do need to ask the question of whose job it is to raise and educate our children, and we do need to get an answer to that. And what has happened is the courts don't really honor the fact that parental rights are a God-given right. We don't like that they do that, but they just don't. And since 2000 in the Troxell case where there wasn't, it was a Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court case, there wasn't a plurality decision. So in other words, a majority of the justices did not say the same thing. They just all came to the same conclusion in a different way. So nobody really said, by the way, it's a fundamental parental right.
So without these parental rights, though, what can happen to what? The government can come in and take over your kid? That seems far-fetched.
Well, what's happened is that 23 state appellate courts already and two federal courts have relaxed their view of parental rights to say that they're ordinary rights, which means the government can come in and do what they want. An ordinary right is, do I have the right to choose the soft drink that I want? Or do I have the right to drive a specific kind of car on a specific road or to get a driver's license? Ordinary rights. A fundamental right is a higher level of right that says that if the government is going to infringe on that fundamental right, it has to prove it has a compelling reason to do so. And if it proves it has a compelling reason to do so, then it has to do so in the least restrictive means. So without those boundaries, the government could just step in and do what it wants, which it has done in 23 state appellate courts and two federal courts already.
Amazing when you think about this, because I would imagine the people that you speak with, most people are thinking that the government has no right to get in the way of a parent and a child.
Well, Kevin, that's the common sense view, and as we all know, common sense isn't all that common anymore. Traditionally, that's been the case. The government doesn't have a right to step in, you know, unless it's child abuse is a good reason for a government to step in, and that is a compelling interest. The government has a compelling interest to protect a child from harm and abuse, and to do so in the least restrictive means. The least restrictive means may be to take the child out of the home, but it may not be to take the child out of the home. But there is that specific guideline that tells the government what to do and how to do it, and it still is keeping everyone in the community safe. But as far as those cases have gone in those appellate courts and federal courts, it hasn't happened in Idaho, but there's inertia that's growing. And that has put us at a dangerous crossroads.
More coming up next. Your calls are welcome. 580-5436. Time for traffic now.
And Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And 580KIDO.com reporting the passing of BSU legend Don Hunt. Available at 580KIDO.com. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Julie Lindy with us, Cornerstone Family Council. Now, before we get back to the parental rights and everything, what about the words? What's the latest with the words? Apparently they're getting arrested, the words people. And, despite what Representative Crane said, you don't reward lawmakers. That's my own personal opinion. And they're back to breaking laws.
Kevin, they are back to breaking laws. And you and I talked about that, that they can't be trusted to keep with what they're saying. Early on, they said, all we need to do is have a hearing. They had their hearing. The bill didn't go their way. And not only, like last year, they blocked committee rooms to stop business. This year, one of the things they did is they blocked legislative services, which every legislator needs when they're trying to get bills and amendments and just the paperwork and the process of how constitutional is it. And people have to get in and out of that room all the time. And they blocked it and said only people that were working on their stuff could get in. This is back to this. It's all about me, self-centered activist workings that should not ever be rewarded.
Well, the scary part about this is that you see the emotional argument. You see it being a story when, in fact, it really isn't a story. Will there be another run at this? And what will people that disagree with the words and their shenanigans, what can they do to offer some opposition?
Kevin, what we need to do is we need to get educated. Those of us who are opposed to this add the words issue have to start understanding and learning beyond the emotion, learning the exact reasons why it is so harmful to add the words. It isn't hurtful to the LGBT community to not add the words. It is harmful to add the words because it limits not only every straight citizen's religious freedom, it limits gay citizens' religious freedoms as well.
Indeed. So we've talked about the words, the parental rights. Where do we go from there? The issue.
The issue of parental rights or the issue of the words?
Take your pick.
Take my pick. Well, I think the add the words issue will not go away. So throughout this year, I would hope that churches, pastors, citizens, regardless of what side of the issue they're on, will start getting educated on the particulars of that issue. And you can get information at www.cfcidaho.org. In terms of parental rights, this bill should make it to the governor's desk, and we have every anticipation that he will sign it. It's a great piece of legislation. It is a great piece for conservative Idaho, but it is also a great piece of legislation for doing what's right.
Well, and finally, let's talk a little bit about this webcam issue involving the life issue here at 580KIDO.
House Bill 154 was also passed yesterday on a straight party line vote out of the full Senate, and that bill had been amended just a little bit, so it will have to go back to the House just like the parental rights bill will and get voted on again there. But the webcam abortion bill is a really great but modest piece of legislation. It kind of blows my mind that Planned Parenthood would even be opposed to it because they're already doing RU486 chemical abortions. This will not impact what they are already doing. It will impact what they had planned to do, which was have a doctor in somewhere, Timbuktu 3 somewhere, you know, 200, 300 miles away on a monitor prescribing a really, really dangerous chemical to a girl or a woman to abort her child. And Planned Parenthood has said that they don't have plans to do that, which, of course, we know isn't true because that's a national marketing plan that they've got. But now with this bill, they will not be able to do a webcam chemical abortion. And by the way, RU486 was not tested on a huge demographic of people. It was not tested on girls 19 and younger. So 18 and younger, pediatric patients is what they're called. RU486 was not tested on high school and early college age girls, which a lot of people in that age range have abortions, and a high percentage of those abortions are these early chemical abortions.
What do you say to people, Julie, that say, oh, you know, it's a dead issue for conservatives, it's a dead issue for Republicans? I know it isn't for you. I know it isn't for our friend David Ripley. I don't know it isn't for a lot of folks that seem to be in the closet lately.
You know, Kevin, this is not a dead issue. I think conservatives and Republicans can win if they stand for on principle for these issues. This is huge. Talk about life. The question, do we protect life? That's a no-brainer. How do we protect life? We stand up and we speak out about it. When people know that there's somebody standing on principle, when they know that there's somebody standing for what's right and not being afraid and not being silenced and not getting back into a politically correct closet and not letting some talking heads from the East Coast tell them what to do, we rally around someone who is willing to stand on principle and who's willing to say, I'm stopping here. Enough is enough. And life is such a basic issue. I mean, it's foundational. It's amazing to me that people are trying to get conservatives to just shut up and go home.
Julie Lindy with us, Cornerstone Family Council. We appreciate anything else that we should be looking out for.
You know, in terms of legislative stuff, let me just encourage everybody to go to the legislative website and just take a look at the bills. You can look at the bills and their topics, click on them, see where they've gone, see what your representative did, what was said. You can click on some of the hearings. It's really important that we all understand what goes on and stay involved. These legislators are good people, and they need to hear from all of us, even throughout the non-legislative session throughout the year. So stay in touch. Get on the Cornerstone email list at www.cfcidaho.org and just stay apprised of what's going on. And when it's time to speak out, make your voice heard.
Julie, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller. on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
After finding out that my child was transgender, I didn't know what to do, so I did what many other dads might do. I threw away makeup and girls' clothes. They kept coming back. I would find Barbies, and I would barbecue them on the barbecue grill. They kept coming back. I then started finding notes that said, "I just want to die. I want to kill myself." I threw them out. They kept coming back. I sought knowledge. When I learned about the high suicide rate in the trans community that is caused by a lack of acceptance from family, schools, churches, and many others in the community, I decided to make it my mission not only for my daughter, but also for the others who face discrimination due to their sexual orientation or gender identity.
There we have it, the parent of the transgender teen at South Junior High. Good morning. There's a big hug and kiss for you this morning. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Big story blew up last week, and again, I was on sabbatical east of the Great River, finding out about all the East Coast slappies that, again, continue to try and permeate their influence here in the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia. I was there for a media conference and then seeing some great friends in the Triangle area of North Carolina. No, not that type of triangle, but the Triangle area, and really learned a lot in North Carolina. And, you know, the experience in North Carolina has really impacted me here with you. A lot of the things that we started there and would see if it would work have been staples of this program. So we're blessed to be a part of your day. Now here we have the South Junior High student going back and forth about using the restroom, and you have people that have said, look, if a guy wants to be a girl and wants to use the ladies' restroom, so be it. But what about the rights? What about the rights of the little girls? And this is a stretch for me on one hand, but haven't we been taught and haven't we been vigilant when it comes to looking at the rights of little girls, of women, and how they're treated in our society today? And I just remember at 13, I thought I knew everything. Heck, I still think I know everything, and I don't. Is that an appropriate age to know your gender identity? Now, this gentleman, the dad of old DW here, testified very emotionally at the Add the Words hearing. He had a big media push last week. And, you know, the issue here is how comfortable are you as a parent? I mean, if you're a parent of a girl who says she's a boy and goes to the boys' restroom, apparently that's okay. The federal government has said that gender identity is protected by federal law. But let's take a look at this, and perhaps there's another way. Now, the school district doesn't want to be sued. Nobody wants to fight for anything anymore. But there are rights for people that want to use the restroom if they're boys, if they're girls. Why did Add the Words fail? Because women in Idaho don't want men dressed up as women coming into their restrooms, right? I think that was a major issue here. And going back to what our friend Julie Lindy said, it's as if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a moral person, you're in the closet. You're intolerant. You're this, you're that. Nobody wants to be called that in this day and age, right? Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
I'm like any other teenage girl, probably a lot like your daughters or grandkids. I like makeup, mermaids, and fashion. But I've had to deal with more adversity than your average teen because I'm a transgender teen. I was born a girl, but others thought I was a boy. I've had to fight all my life to receive acceptance. Living up to everyone's expectations of who I should be felt like a costume, but not a fun one like on Halloween, but a suffocating one. Growing up as a transgender girl in Idaho has been very difficult at times, mainly because of discrimination. I live a life where discrimination and prejudice is the norm.
You know, with all due respect, those words have become, you know, used so many times. You know, I feel that I should be able to jump on a plane early. Why? Because I'm a fatty. And I feel that the seat should be made bigger for me because I'm a fatty. Now, did God make me a fatty? No, I just can't say no to the delicious food. Right? You hear me talking about food all the time. Some people are addicted to alcohol. Some people are addicted to drugs. I'm addicted to food. Oh, does that make me a victim? The sad facet in our society today, and perhaps one of the reasons why I'll never get plastic surgery, is the amount of people that suffer from chronic illness, cancer, AIDS, lymphoma, leukemia. You imagine, and someone was just telling me the story of a little boy who his father used to work for me many years ago. And I'm so proud of this young man because he's doing very well. And he's got some issues with his little kid who's got lymphoma, leukemia. Devastating illnesses. And these kids, whether it's at St. Luke's or St. Al's or at St. Jude's or anywhere else that go in and have these surgeries, that's painful stuff. Those people are victims, but you notice those people that face those overwhelming odds, or someone that has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, they just fight and they have careers and livelihoods and families. You know, with all due respect to Timmy or DW over here, I don't believe that that's that big of a sacrifice that they've purported it to be compared to people that might die, that might lose loved ones. See, to me, that's a sacrifice. Not determining that you want to be a girl when you're a boy. Well, that's how he is. Okay, and you heard his father, very courageous testimony to add the words. However, if you're a parent of a little girl, how comfortable are you with that? Don in Caldwell with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Kevin, I've got so many thoughts on this thing. I just don't know if I can say them all. You know, we give so much money to the school districts that it's just getting unbelievable. And it's hard for me to believe that they can't come up with a solution like build a bathroom or go down and buy a blue porta potty and stick it outside for this confused kid, because he's definitely confused or she's definitely confused, and do something like that just so that it has its own space. Nobody should have to put up with this kind of behavior from any individual. And in my day in school, the boys would have taken that guy out and whooped his butt so hard he'd maybe come into thinking he might be a man.
Right.
So
what does it say, though, when we take a look at this, and you have the school that's not going to do it because they're afraid of the federal government, you have the kid running around, you have people saying, one more time here at 580KIDO. Stay with me, Don. Here we go.
I'm like any other teenage girl. Probably a lot like your daughters or grandkids. I like makeup, mermaids, and fashion. But I've had to deal with more adversity than your average teen, because I'm a transgender teen. I was born a girl, but others thought I was a boy. I've had to fight all my life to receive acceptance. Living up to everyone's expectations of who I should be felt like a costume, but not a fun one like on Halloween, but a suffocating one. Growing up as a transgender girl in Idaho has been very difficult at times, mainly because of discrimination. I live a life where discrimination and prejudice is the norm.
If that's the case, then where's the discrimination? I don't see any.
Well, there is, you know, there is, and it's the normal people that are getting discriminated against. The people are raised up to be a boy or a girl because that's the part they're born with. The other thing that I think that could happen is all the parents could and should band together and pull all their children out of that school. And just leave, you know, it there all by itself or whatever. But I know that never happened. But if they band together and did something like that, it would send a terrific message to everybody that we're just not going to put up with it. We're not going to do it. It's immoral. It's inhumane to the little girl that had to use the bathroom, and you walk in there and there's some kid there, you know, going to the bathroom, and he doesn't belong there. So that's my opinion. I'm a pretty tough old bird, so I'm not afraid to be called.
Well, here's my other point. It proves that we don't need the words, because apparently there's no problem with it.
Well, that's true. We don't.
We don't need the words.
We don't. They're actually, let's say they're bullying us. Yeah, let's pull one of their tricks. They're bullying us.
Don, thank you for the call.
All right, see ya.
All right, appreciate it. Don and Caldwell, phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. But you've heard from good old DW here, and well, the issue here is, do their rights trump those of every other kid in that school? And if you don't think that the attention is going to be negative, I mean, we've been teased, we've been this, we've been that. And my point being this, that, and obviously the dad loves the kid, as every parent should, standing up for that kid. But on the other hand, what about the rights of others? Have we come to a point in society today where one person rewrites the whole rule book? 749, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580-KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here as we continue on. Back to the calls. We go to Star Lee. Good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. It's good to talk to you this morning.
Good morning.
You know, on this transgender thing, I'm confused, I guess. I'm not smart enough to understand everything, but what makes us a man and a woman? Maybe this goes to the root of it. It's been talked so much that I've lost track, but is it a feeling? What we think we should be, or is it something in our mind that tells us what we should be? Or is it maybe some societal thing that's putting pressure on us? I feel sorry for this little boy, because obviously he must have been born a male child. And what kind of trigger in his mind has made him think that he should be a girl? Is there an answer to that I've missed?
I don't know. I'm not an expert on that lifestyle. My concern is that all of a sudden that there is no opposition. There's no, what about all the other hundreds of little girls there? What are we going to do for them? If you want to make an exemption for this individual, maybe you get a porta potty. Maybe you get a... You know, I guess apparently, you know, let him use maybe the faculty restroom. To me, it's a dangerous message being sent to 13-year-old little girls.
I agree, and I think that's the problem. So is there something special that needs to be done with this person? Because I don't think that he is so different than the majority out there that shouldn't there be something special for him? I don't know.
But right.
I agree with you 100%.
Well,
my mind can't wrap around this thing, I guess.
Well, and here's the other thing, problem. Lee, that I'll hit you with at 580-KIDO. Hey, if Idaho is so bad, if we need legislation, by the way, there has not been any type of documentation to back up the need for legislation as far as add the words, except to give us a warm, huggy, politically correct hug, you know, here it is. We don't need the words because everybody doesn't have an issue with this. It's no big deal. It's just me and everybody else in the closet.
Well, yeah, because I think, you know, you take a few years ago, this probably wouldn't come forward like this. But now it's become the norm. We've kind of got it into our society that we're bad people if we think different than they do.
Right,
we're the villains in this, and yet we've got all these little girls there that we should be thinking of and protecting and caring for. That is in way the majority of this situation, and I hate to sound mean, but I think maybe that child should be homeschooled, maybe something else. I don't know. Anyway, I appreciate all your comments and all your listeners' comments. It's been an interesting morning. Thank you.
Lee, thank you for the call. It really comes down to, I guess we could get constitutional on us, the rights of the individual versus the rights of the group. And here we see one individual pretty much reformatting how things are done in the Boise School District. Are you down with that? 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work safely enough. And coming up next, House Bill 181. We'll get the inside skinny on that. A lot going on. We want to make sure that you know both sides of the debate. Also, teachers, will they finally get a raise? And do you believe that they should? A lot going on here. And tiny houses in the Treasure Valley? All that before 9 a.m. Stay with us. KIDO Napa, Idaho.